This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
The power of news and information. Power 98.7 on 103.6 in the south of Johannesburg,
104.4 in the Vaal,
and 107.2 in Ekurhuleni.
Now we're talking.
Mr. Matunjwa, good morning to you. Welcome to Power Breakfast.
Hi, good morning, my brother. Good morning to your listeners.
Very briefly, the decision communicated to your party, the Labour Party, by the Electoral Act, the Electoral Court. What did they say about your application?
In the nutshell, they just said, no, we are not ruling in your favour as a Labour Party. And then they left us with no option but to approach the Concord, of which we believe that this was their own making of the glitches that we've been experiencing. And furthermore, even in their papers, they did admit that there were glitches. You know, it's like you go to the airport 2 hours earlier and you stand in the queue. And when you have to go through the pass gate and then the system failed, whose fault is it when the plane leave you? It's the fault of the system that is in the gate. So we were early, but their system failed us. So they cannot blame us on that, as they admit in their papers that, yes, there was some glitches. So the issue is why we were not given an opportunity, an alternative way of how to submit these papers, why they only have only one system that you upload in their portal, and then if it's not uploaded, you cannot even deliver physically before you upload it. And this thing is just only amended when, around about June 2023, tailor-made for the new parties to frustrate them. And you're not just uploading signatures there. You have to put your ID number of the supporters, you have to put the name and cell numbers, and then you submit. So these are the issues. We managed to upload for national and some provinces, but at the end of the day was all those supplementary documents that they want. Can people be denied their constitutional right to associate themselves with a party that they like just because AIM, Independent Electoral Commission, suggested that we must do their work? We've got a lot of students who are sitting at home, graduates in admin. Few days ago, there was a young girl who was speaking to the state president saying he's not employed. The state president said, keep on looking. Those are the people that they could have been employed, didn't swallows, be employed by the same president, by the same government, to upload all this administration burden that they're giving to the new parties into this election.
Okay, yeah. So, Mr. Matunjwa, you are telling the power listeners that in terms of the requirements of the IEC, you complied in terms of the required numbers of signatures.
In terms of the Section 27.
Yes, so you did comply. And then you're saying the only challenge you faced as the Labour Party was challenges pertaining to uploading the documents because of their system, which had technical glitches.
Yes, we didn't finalize some of the provinces because of their glitches. Yes. If the system, we paid their deposit, we've done what we could do. Yeah. And the very same system, if it could have been extended to this old boys club, some of them, they wouldn't even pass, or jump the first hurdle. This thing is just tailor-made to frustrate us to protect the old boys club. That's it. And this is a travesty, of justice. To not only Labour Party, and you'll see the Constitutional Court will be indicted with many applications, against IEC, and it challenged their credibility, because what we've been experiencing, it shows clearly that they are biased. Like, for instance, if I can take a second of your time, the court at Bloemfontein, even it was on Teams, but the fact of the matter, the court allow the late condonation after the matter has been heard. They filed the condonation after the matter was heard, but the court accepted it. It's unheard of that you go to court, the judges hear your matter, and there's no condemnation papers before, but, I mean, they listen to them. And then after the matter has been heard, then the IEC file their condemnation.
Yeah.
It's biased.
Okay. So, Mr. Matunjwa, you know, just coming to the matter of technical glitches, I saw political parties, for instance, like BOSA, the one that is now led by Musi Maimane, they decided to take a dual road or a dual approach. They decided to submit through the electoral system, but they also went to the IEC to submit their documents physically. Was it not the option that you should have explored to go, because you had all these documents, submit them to that? Because because that's what they say, that we wanted to be sure we did this thing, but at the same time, here we are submitting these things physically to avoid any problems.
You are correct. As you correctly just said, they uploaded them first. We're not given an opportunity to physically submit before you upload it in their portal. So BOSA uploaded, and then subsequent to that, then they went for physical. Of which, if we were given that opportunity, of course, we should have rushed there. But we were not given that opportunity. You have to upload them. And it's not about late or resources. It's about their system.
Yeah.
Their system, failed us. And we feel strong that people will be denied of South Africa an opportunity to exercise the freedom of association, the only voice that could have been in the parliament of the working class or people who are receiving salary. This is not about race, it's not about that. There is a class, it's a workers' class issue where we are not represented in this parliament. All the parties there, they are Democrats or they are neoliberal, promoting that agenda. There is no voice for the working class in South Africa.
Yeah.
This could have been a voice of the workers, mandated by the workers, not for only AMCO. AMCO, it's not part of this Labour Party. It's for the people of South Africa, irrespective that the formation comes from AMCO, but it's for the people of South Africa. It's a class issue.
Yeah.
Hence, we have to go to Constitutional Court to fight for our voice to be heard in this parliament.
Okay,
we are shedding jobs in this country. I mean, Sibanye Stillwater is retrenching over 4,000. Anglo, over 4,000. Sireti Coal, over 1,000. We are bleeding, jobs in this country, and the government is doing nothing to this white monopoly capital. We have to have a voice in order to look at these legislations that are no longer responding to the to the challenges that are facing the work class in South Africa, the working class.
All right. Now you're taking the matter up to the Constitutional Court. And in the Electoral Court, there were six political parties that were taking the matter up against the IEC. Are you going to the Constitutional Court as the Labour Party only, or other parties will be joining you?
There are parties. I think there are six parties that are joining to go to the Constitutional Court. Yes, indeed. It's not. That's why I'm saying they will be indicted with a lot of cases, because this thing could have been, this matter could have been resolved earlier. I mean, they delayed us for the whole month. We put an urgent application. It took them the whole month just to pronounce that Labour Party, we are not successful. But other parties, they can file this morning, afternoon, the matter is heard, or the following day is heard, and the judgment is handed down. But for us, they delayed us.
Yeah.
Justice delayed is a justice denied.
Yeah. Because of time, Mr. Matunjwa, very briefly, in hindsight, as a person, for instance, who has done so much groundwork in terms of meeting the requirements of the IEC, in hindsight, don't you think that you should have, when you experience these technical glitches, just say, we've got the documentation, we are taking them to the IEC, let them chase out, and then we will take it from there. Because the system is giving us problems. They are not in the US, they are not in Cape Town, they're just in St. Churon. We are submitting our documentation. Shouldn't you have done that?
I don't think it could be a fair question if the rules are laid. I mean, the rules are laid. You put your supporters' signature in the portal. That's what we've done. We even phoned them to register that their system is not working. Guess what? They'll tell us, no, we are on lunch. We will only help you once we are back from lunch.
Okay, I got you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
All right, Joseph Matunja, the interim leader of the party leader. Lebohang Phokela, what's happening on traffic?
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.